Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The federal government has now deferred $350 million from Minnesota's Medicaid program. Dr. Mehmet Oz, the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, says the state hasn't complied with federal requests for information.
Based on two sequential reports from the state of its spending over the last two quarters, this is all, again, money that we are going to defer because our job is to protect the federal taxpayer. And as Minnesota is able to justify some of these expenses, we will discuss these.
The information was announced during a news conference where the DOJ says 15 more individuals have been charged with fraud totaling $90 million. Feeding Our Future founder Amy Bach will spend more than 41 years in federal prison for leading a $243 million fraud scheme. Bach was sentenced to 500 months in prison this morning for using her nonprofit to steal federal funds from a child nutrition program intended to feed low-income kids. Bach was crying as she said she was sorry and admitted to being responsible. She was taken away by U.S. Marshals and returned to the Sherburne County Jail in Elk River. A total of 66 people have been convicted in the massive fraud scheme. Minnesota State's Board of Trustees voted Wednesday to raise tuition for the second year in a row across its 33 colleges and universities, this time by an average of 6.25%. Board Chair George Sewell.
I'll just say this is a difficult decision for the board, and there's no right or wrong answer, I think, but it's a matter of balancing a number of factors.
Legislative funding for the system was flat again this year compared to last at $879 million. And a new Minnesota law is giving seniors in assisted living and nursing homes more freedom in their day-to-day lives. Leading Age Minnesota Vice President of Advocacy Aaron Hupert says it allows facilities to serve alcohol without needing a full liquor license.
This is where residents live. It's their home. It's not a dining establishment. It's not, a restaurant. This is where they are choosing to live. And so they should be allowed to enjoy an alcoholic beverage if they'd like.
Supporters of the law signed by Governor Walz says the change restores dignity and autonomy for older adults. In other headlines, Republicans and Democrats can both tout passage of a $1.2 billion bonding bill on the campaign trail. Carleton College political analyst Steve Shire says most lawmakers push to bring home state funding for infrastructure projects.
It would be extraordinary if the legislature wasn't handing out bonding benefits in an election year. And we saw over $1 billion go out.
The bonding bill included more than $590 million for infrastructure projects and $75 million for the University of Minnesota system. A 15-year-old from Rice was injured in a dirt bike crash Wednesday evening in Morrison County. Authorities say she was riding when she collided with a car turning into a driveway. The teen was thrown from the bike and hit the windshield. She was wearing a helmet and taken to St. Cloud Hospital with unknown injuries. And Memorial Day travel is expected to hit record levels despite higher gas prices. AAA projects nearly 45 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles, including many in Minnesota. Officials say some may shorten trips as fuel costs rise, with prices around $4.40 a gallon. This is MNN.